How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So we talked about the starting rotation yesterday. Of course, we did not foresee Clark Schmidt going down with the right lat injury. He's going to be down for, 4 to 6 weeks? And then he's probably going to need another month after that just to get back up to speed and get his arm back up to full capacity. So we're not going to see Clark Schmidt until maybe around the trade deadline when the Yankees get a whole bunch of players back. But we wanted to discuss a little bit more of a positive narrative today with Jason Dominguez, who's making tremendous progress with his rehab assignments right now. He started in single A. Now he's with Somerset in double A. Probably going to be in triple A soon enough. And the Yankees will have a decision to make. Do we keep him in triple A or do we promote him and, you know, have him on the bench and just use him when needed? I think they probably keep him in the minor league system, have him continue to work through things. And, you know, you've said this in the past. Usually when you have Tommy John surgery, you know, the last thing to return in is his power. Dude, this guy is hitting home runs left and right. I don't even think he's lost an ounce of power. That's kind of the benefit of being 21 years old and suffering an injury like that. You kind of bounce back really damn fast. So, you know, what are your thoughts on Dominguez so far in his rehab assignment, how he's been progressing through it? He's flying past any expectations. They were saying July, August was going to be a return. This dude could realistically return within the next, 3 weeks, and that's going to be mid-June. So, pretty exciting stuff to see how quickly he's rebounded from the surgery and how well he's performing already in the minor league system. Clearly, he hasn't skipped a beat. We're excited about his development. We'll talk about what the future looks like for Dominguez as well.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, right, like there is a tough decision the Yankees have to make, and it's not that far away because the Yankees have had a 20-day limit on his rehab assignment, and the rehab assignment began on May 14th, so they have a decision to make on June 3rd. That's just 4 days away, Alex, and yeah, it's looking like he'll be in AAA. Like, that looks like it'll be the decision. Now, as we kind of unfortunately saw with Clark Schmidt and kind of how quickly you can go from having, you know, oh man, what a great problem to have. We have so many options at this position group to, oh my gosh, we just lost one of our starters for 2 to 3 months. Stanton or Verdugo, something could happen to the two, Soto or, Judge, God forbid. But, you know, Jason Dominguez, all things considered, over the next 4 days, if nothing goes wrong with the Yankees, will be in AAA. And I think that's fine. I have been impressed with his power early on, actually. Now that you mentioned, you know, that conversation about power and like how it's affected, you know, the fact that he has hit 2 home runs, over his last 4 games, and, you know, power wise as a whole, he's picked up, 3 extra base hits. I'm pretty impressed with that. You know, he's slugging 500 over that sample size. In his entire rehab assignment, he has a 48 slugging percentage with a 317 average. That's pretty solid. Like, that's pretty much, you know, what you can expect from Jason Dominguez, right? Like, some pretty good game power, some really good contact. Now, the contact rates actually haven't been that great. He's been checking out a good bit, but that's not all too unexpected. And the thing I think has been most impressive is, you know, he's getting the ball in the air. He's not just hitting a million ground balls in double A. Do I value his double A performance a little bit more than his single A performance? Yeah, right? Like, I mean, no disrespect, but I think double A's are it's obviously the more serious competition, right? You know, you're actually playing players that, you know, number one, are actually older than Jason Dominguez. He was the youngest player on the Somerset Patriots over this past week, which I find to be incredible. But, you know, also you're just facing better competition. So, you know, if you're Jason Dominguez, if you're the Yankees, I feel pretty good about kind of where they're going with that direction. So, Alex, I mean, this is a good problem to have, and I love having these kinds of problems. I love having more depth because guys are going to get hurt. It's just a matter of life.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Look, this is part of the Yankees' MO. They get hurt. You have to turn guys over, and, you know, we're seeing with Clark Schmidt. But Jason Dominguez, like, fortunately, as I said before, he's young, and he's kind of in a spot right now where the Yankees don't need him, and that's a good problem to have. Like, you never want to have, you know, a guy coming back from Tommy John surgery waiting on a 21-year-old kid to basically step in and, like, fill an important role on your team. The Yankees have Judge, Soto, and Verdugo. That's a great problem to have. Right now, unless another injury pops up, they don't need Jason Dominguez at all. And that's great because you can let him continue to get back to full strength and heal and whatnot. I think that the future for Verdugo is more, or rather for Jason Dominguez, is where we look and we ask ourselves, well, how does he play into this mix? Especially with Spencer Jones also, you know, climbing the ranks here. So Verdugo's probably on his last leg here. I mean, I think he's gone. Yankees, I mean, Steinbrenner's already said we want to reduce our payroll, which, by the way, doesn't make much sense to me. It's unsustainable to be at this, pay. I think that they could sign Soto to a stupid extension, defer some money, and open up some opportunities for them to continue investing in their team now, especially with a lot of young talent being ushered in. I think they're going to save $15 million on Gleyber Torres. They're going to save $20 million on Anthony Rizzo. They're going to save the $6 million they have on the books right now for Josh Donaldson. They have a little bit of money, in other places still being invested. Eventually, Stanton will be off the books, hopefully. This team is going to clear like $40 million in salary. They're going to tack on an extra 20 to Soto's contract at like $50 million per season. He's making 31 right now. So they're going to have some money to play with, right? They're going to have some opportunities where they can go and invest more in other positions. With that being said, you know, where does Ben Rice fit into the equation? Does he take over at first base? You know, does Caleb Durbin or does Jorbit Vivas, you know, step up and play second base? Is Spencer Jones filling in somewhere? Is Jason Dominguez playing in the outfield in place of Verdugo next season? Do they just DFA Stanton, put Judge as like kind of this like rotating outfielder, having him DH a lot, you know, maintaining his health, and then have Spencer Jones play center field? Like, there's a lot of different things the Yankees can do, and Dominguez kind of plays into all of them. Where do you see him eventually kind of cementing his role? I think left field probably is where he situates himself. I think center field, he's not like the... I think his athleticism is going to regress over time. I think Spencer Jones is the better athlete. I think that, you know, when you're looking at arm talent, you know, putting him in left field feels like the best option for Jason Dominguez. Where do you see his role kind of developing?
Yeah, I'm a big believer he's a left fielder. I don't necessarily think he's a full-time center fielder. I would 100% have to agree with you there. I think they would put Judge in center field full-time for next year before they put Dominguez in center field full-time. I could be wrong, but I don't think he's a defender that's, you know, Jones is. I don't think he's necessarily a defender that Judge is. But I will say this, right? Like, he has the physical skill set to play out there. He just doesn't seem to have, like, the fine tools, the route running, all that kind of stuff. He does have, as you mentioned, a really good arm. And then just kind of looking at, you know, kind of the future of this team, like the next guys that could, you know, be, you know, in the organization and get major league roles, like Caleb Durbin's a popular name. You know, Jorbit Vivas has kind of gotten himself going a little bit in AAA after coming back from the injured list. You know, he's rocking a pretty strong 391 OBP through his first five games there. He was hurt to start the year, got hit in the face with like a foul ball. And he's come back and hit pretty well, so I'm pretty excited about him. But Durbin, yes, I think he's a guy who you'll see. Ben Rice, like, you know, today we might even get news on Ben Rice, because with the Yankees trading Luis Torrens, that was their second most used catcher going from the AAA team to not in the organization. And if you look at what the Yankees are going to need in AAA, they're going to need another catcher. You can kind of just start piecing it together there. Torrens played some first base. He gave TJ Rumfield some days off. They don't have Harrison Pereira, who is on the 7-day IL. They don't have Caleb Durbin, who's on the 7-day IL, right? Like, it kind of feels like the natural progression were to be give them a bat, and that would be Ben Rice. I don't know if that's a decision they'll make. I'm not, like, breaking any news here. I'm just saying that just kind of makes sense off the top of my head. If Ben Rice does go to AAA, he would be one step away from the majors, and it feels like Ben Rice is the guy who we've sat here and talked about as, like, hey, could he really be a player for this team? Because here's the thing. Like, Durbin, yes, in theory, right? Like, the Yankees don't really have a great third base situation, and Glaber, he's finally gotten hot late, but, like, the start of the year was not playing very well. You know, I mean, like, Durbin makes sense from, like, the standpoint of he's a utility man who could come up and, like, you don't have to play him every day. Ben Rice would have to come up and play every day, but it does feel like first base is the biggest issue on this team right now. Like, it feels like the Yankees have an Anthony Rizzo problem, right? And I think that's different from, like, oh, the Yankees are a little bit weird at third base. Or, yeah, Glaber got off to a cold start. He's heating up as of late, but we need to make sure he's back, right? Like, Rizzo hasn't really hit since May of last year. Like, it's been a full year now of him not playing good baseball. It kind of feels like, you know, option at the end of the year for the Yankees. They can decline the option. Age 34 season. We've seen this before, right? Like, to kind of harken back a little bit, Josh Donaldson went from a 126 WRC plus hitter to a 98 WRC plus hitter in one season. It just goes. Your decline isn't this slow, gradual, like how everyone expects it. No, it's like, oh, you go from I'm pretty good to, oh, this guy's unplayable. It happens like this. And the guy's coming back from a concussion. If Ben Rice were to go to AAA, and the Yankees, if you look at their track record, look at how long Austin Wells spent there, spent a month there, then got called up. Jason Dominguez spent, what, like a week there, and then got called up? Everson Pereira spent like a month and got called up. Volpe played like 7 games there, right? Like, Cabrera played like 20 games there. My point more so is, like, the Yankees seem to get a guy in AAA and then move them up from AAA pretty quickly. So I'm not saying Rizzo's going to get benched for Ben Rice. They're in a pennant window. It would make more sense for them to go out and get a more proven option. But what I am saying is that, you know, if Ben Rice were to go to AAA because Luis Torrens got traded and they need to fill out a catcher spot, right? Like, Alex, I don't think I'm crazy for my wheel starting to spin a little here. It just kind of makes sense. And if you ask us, you know, if you're going to keep Juan Soto, how do you do that? Cost-controlled talent. That's how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we've been talking about for months, too. Cost-controlled talent is imperative to building a successful roster, especially if you're trying to reduce payroll and then, you know, trying to actually invest in Soto long-term. I do think that this is where the Yankees are going and, you know, cutting costs in other places and reinvesting that money into some of their, you know, franchise faces. But guys, always happy to hear your thoughts below. Dominguez making good progress. I think you guys will be definitely a bit more, you know, optimistic about him coming, at least going forward, and especially as we head towards the deadline, second half of the season in a couple weeks here, and we have a little bit more information on what this team is going to look like. This team needs to peak in the second half of the season, not regress, and that's kind of what I'm scared about right now. Are we peaking too early? Is this team too good right now? We saw it happen 2 years ago. They've got to really hit their stride in the second half of the year, and they've got to be healthy. So getting Gerrit Cole back soon will be a really nice kind of situation for us. But you know, for right now, team is pretty healthy relatively. You know, Clark Schmidt obviously is going to come back in a couple weeks. But again, like, he's not done for the season. He'll be back in like 2 months, and that's a good thing. Like, he'll be back during the second half of the year. He'll get back up to full speed, hopefully, and this team will have plenty of talent to work with. So we'll keep you guys updated on any further developments there. Make sure to like and subscribe as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.
Perfect.